We're delighted. We're delighted. It was a tough match, tough battle. You know, it was going from one end of the pitch to the other there, and they were ahead. We were ahead. We expected it. We expected a tough battle. You know, the conditions were great for a game. Nice, cool, fresh day. And we're just delighted with ourselves. You know.
On a couple of occasions, the momentum kind of swung either way, and Jordan Reynolds was going well for St. Mannequins up front, but on each occasion you wrestled back control of the game. You must be delighted with that.
Yeah, we are, yeah. Mohel, this St. Mannequins team, they have some very good players on us, you know. We knew what was coming at us in terms of, you know, their running ability, their scoring ability, and there were times there where it looked like they were going to get the better of us, but as you say, we were fit to strangle it back and get back on top again, you know. And I felt then that when we had gone those 3 points up going into the latter stage of the match, I knew that with the fight that was in our lads that we weren't going to give that up at that stage.
St. Mannequins went a point ahead with 15 minutes to go at that stage. What were you thinking on the line?
Yeah, they scored the goal and they had momentum at that stage. And we knew we had to try and switch that momentum quickly. So we made a couple of changes. And luckily, today, we were, you know, it worked. I felt that it worked, that we were fit to shift the momentum of the game back in our favour again. It worked today. Another day, it may not have worked.
And then once you got ahead, as you say, Gareth, you controlled the game really well in the latter stages when things could have been a little bit frantic.
That's right, yeah. I have huge belief in this particular group of players. You know, they've got serious fight inside them, and they're a mature bunch of lads as well. And I felt that they done well when they got into the ascendancy there with 3 points. I felt that they controlled the game well. They held the ball. They waited for their chance, and we picked off a couple of vital scores at the end. You know, just full credit to the lads. They're a great bunch of lads.
For you and the team, obviously a big result for the Melvin Gaels club as well, and a nice way to round off 2018.
That's right, yeah. That's the first time we have hit an A title at that grade. So, you know, it's a big step for the club, and I'm delighted for the club. You know, and it's one hopefully that other teams now can aspire to, and it makes it a reality for them to push on and go there again. And for the club in general, it's a great boost at the end of the season, because we're in the middle of a big fundraiser, and we're improving our facilities down there, which are badly needed. So there's a big effort being made, and the whole community is being asked to get involved in that, and hopefully now that's a big boost in the arm for that.